We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
FM News Talk 97.1. On demand audio.
He's with another male. He's got a red Cardinals hat, white t-shirt, yellow socks, and khaki shorts. He's walking up back to the...
That is one of the police calls that went out the day that Mike Brown was shot in the city of Ferguson. And, of course, that was one of the other officers involved. But Darren Wilson was the officer directly involved who ended up shooting Mike Brown. And a lot led up to that incident. And then, of course, a lot happened afterwards with the burning and looting of downtown Ferguson, with people upset that the officer wasn't charged, despite all the different investigations that went on. And, of course, last Friday was the five-year anniversary of that shooting, and it brought a lot of things back to the forefront. Mike Brown's dad is calling for a new investigation. We haven't heard from the prosecuting attorney yet. But this weekend, Jeff Rorta, the St. Louis Police Officers Association, was tweeting about it, and he stirred up a little bit of a hornet's nest, which Jeff can do once in a while. He's joining us this morning. Jeff, good morning.
Hey, Mark, how are you?
I'm good, buddy. Thanks for giving us a few minutes this morning.
You bet.
You know what? I read your tweet, and it basically said, "Happy Alive Day to Darren Wilson." I'm still not quite sure what's so controversial about that.
Well, that some people don't like that outcome, I guess.
Yeah, that's a conclusion I drew. Certainly not the Riverfront Times, who said some things that were less than complimentary to you.
They get mad when Donald Trump calls people names, but they're sure quick to do it themselves when they don't like something that someone says.
Yeah, just amazing. You know, I pointed out this morning when I read that story that they wrote that, you know, the thing about it is that whether you believe, as some people have challenged, that Mike Brown, strong-armed rob a store before his interaction with the officer, what is not in dispute is that the first shot fired that day came when Mike Brown was struggling to get the officer's handgun inside of the officer's car. And that's not even in dispute. It's in all of the investigative reports.
Yeah, but you know, people like Elizabeth Warren like to glaze over the facts and just, you know, cling to this false narrative that I guess is a way to pander for votes.
Well, yeah, I guess so. But here we are 5 years later, and basically people want to rewrite the history of what happened that day to fit whatever narrative it is that they want to do. This was an assault on a police officer. There's no way around that. If you try to take an officer's gun, that's an assault on an officer. And people now want to act like this never happened.
Yeah, and the scariest part is what it's done to law enforcement over the last 5 years. I mean, officers are less likely to confront criminals because of the harsh scrutiny that comes after these incidents, even when the officer's exonerated, and officers are less likely to defend themselves because of that same harsh criticism.
The Ferguson effect, right? I mean, it's an adjective now.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it describes it well. You know.
You wrote a book on it.
I did. It's a shame that we're still dealing in fantasy instead of trying to address the realities that came out of that day and so many other high-profile police encounters.
Well, you know what? You know, I'm looking at this, and I see the news conference that happened just after we went off the air on Friday morning with Mike Brown's dad going to Wesley Bell and begging for this case to be reopened. Mr. Bell ran on a platform of not, if not promising to reopen it, at least to look at the possibility of re-litigating this. That you talk about something stirring up trouble from the past. That's exactly where that's headed.
Yeah, and, you know, I don't know what good comes out of it. You know, Mr. Bell's not doing a great job of prosecuting criminals, and, you know, the chances of an innocent black person being killed by a police officer are almost zero. But every day in our region, innocent black people are being killed by criminals, and Wesley Bell and Kim Gardner and others don't seem to have an issue with that.
No. No, you know, veiled under the cloak of criminal justice reform, you know, I read the report in the Post a couple weeks ago where Ms. Gardner held a news conference. I believe the police chief was there bragging about the fact that fewer people are in jail today than when she took office.
And they equate that to a good step in the right direction for criminal justice reform. It's just amnesty. I mean, and that's bad for everybody.
Yeah. Well, it's lack of enforcement of the laws that are on the books. I mean, I've had your police officers who call in here anonymously tell me some nightmare stories of what St. Louis police officers have to go through these days to try to get charges brought in some cases that ought to be slam dunks.
Yeah, and I mean, you know, who wins? I mean, I don't know how Kim Gardner thinks that helps anybody, and Wesley Bell seems to be walking down the same primrose path.
Well, you fight this fight on a daily basis. I guess the tweets that surprised me the most this weekend, and it's not the first time they've done it, is several people calling for you to be removed from the St. Louis Police Officers Association because of your tweet on Friday.
You know what, if the Riverfront Times and other professional cop haters are critical of what I say, I must be doing my job well.
There you go. Yeah, I would tend to agree with that one completely. Listen, Jeff, I appreciate you giving me some time. I know you're out of town today, but just wanted to get you on here to talk about this, and I appreciate it.
Get more at 971talk.com.